الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الأخوة والأخوات إلى اللقاء الثاني من لقاءات مدارسة أصول الإيمان، أصول عقائد الإيمان الإمام السعدي. Brothers, حياكم الله to this session in which we go through the book of Imam al-Sa'di رحمه الله تعالى أصول عقائد العقائد الدينية أصول العقائد الدينية the principle of the religious beliefs. وكنا في لقاء الصباح قد انتهينا من الأصل الأول الذي هو التوحيد بجميع أقسامه والإيمان بالله وكذلك بالقدر. And we have already completed the speech about the first principle, first chapter, which contained the principle of believing in Allah and in the Qadr. قال والأصل الثاني الإيمان بنبوة جميع الأنبياء عموما وبنبوة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خصوصا. He said the second principle, to believe in the prophethood of all the prophets in general, and in specific to believe in the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Anbiya هم من أوحي إليهم بوحي ليبلغوه للناس مما هو من أمر الله. هؤلاء هم الأنبياء وهذه النبوة. The prophets are the ones who received the revelation from Allah Ta'ala in order to convey it and conveyed it to the people from what is an obligation from Allah Ta'ala to do or forbidden of something, so they don't do. And this is called the prophethood. والأنبياء عددهم كبير. The prophets, the number of prophets is large. ولكن الرسل قيل أنهم 310. But the messengers, it was said that they were 300 and something. وكل رسول نبي وليس العكس. Every messenger is a prophet, but not the opposite. لماذا قلنا هذا؟ لماذا نقول إن كل رسول نبي؟ Why do we say that every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger? نعم، لماذا؟ أيه. أيوة. Okay. Okay. The messenger is the one who is given a law, and the prophet is given just to so what is the meaning of prophethood then? One who receives wahi, receives revelation. Receives revelation. But it's not to abrogate the message of the messenger before him. It's not to abrogate the message of the messenger before him. But to complete, to complete. All the prophets and messengers receives wahi. All. Now, the messenger is the one who is sent with a new law that abrogates the law of the messenger before him. And the prophet is the one who received the revelation to complete or clarify the wahi of the messenger before him. نعم و الإيمان بهم جملة وتفصيلا واجب على كل مسلم. Believing in them in general and specific is obligatory upon every Muslim. ومن كفر بواحد منهم فكأنما كفر بهم جميعا. And whosoever disbelieve in one of them, he is then a disbeliever of all of them. وما هو الدليل على ذلك? What is the proof for that? What is the proof for that? Read the question. الإيمان بهم جميعا جملة وتفصيلا واجب. Believing in them all generally and specifically, this is what. Disbelieving in one of them is considered to be kufr. Maddari, what is the belief for that? Naam. Naam. يقول الله عز وجل آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. Prophet, believe with what descended to him from his Lord. And the believer, believe to both, all of them, the messenger of the believers, believe in Allah, in his angels, in his angels, in his books, in his messengers. They do not dispute between them, meaning the messenger. فَإِذَا كَفَرَ إِنسَانٌ بَأَيِّ نَبِيٍّ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا. So if a person disbelieves in one prophet, then he's a disbeliever of all of them. وَتَجِبُ مُحَبَّتُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. And loving them all is obligatory. وبغض واحد منهم يوجب بغضهم جميعا. And hating one of them will essentially mean to hate all of them. وبغض الأنبياء كفر. And hating the prophets is a disbelief. Is a disbelief. و يجب أن يؤمن الإنسان بنبوة وبعثة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى يكون مسلما ناجيا عند الله. For one to be a Muslim believer and protected from the fire, then he must believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ما الدليل على ذلك? What is the proof of that? نعم. نعم هذا الحديث صحيح. قال والذي نفسي بيده لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهوديا كان أو نصرانيا ثم لا يؤمن بي إلا أدخله الله النار. By the one whom my soul is in, there will be no one of this ummah. Ummah here means ummah, people, mankind who are alive from the time Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent up until the day of resurrection. This is called ummatul da'wa. لأنها الأمة أمتان أمة دعوة إجابة. The ummah is of two kinds. Ummah of da'wa and ummah of ijaba acceptance. Ummah of da'wa is the one, is the ummah that the da'wah is given to all of them. سواء قبلوا أو لم يقبلوا. Whether they accept the da'wah or they don't. يقال لهم أمة الدعوة. They are called the ummah of da'wah. أما الذين قبلوا فيسمون أمة إجابة. The ones, for the ones who are accepted, they are called the ummah of acceptance. They accepted the da'wah, the invitation. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول والذي نفسي بيده لا يسمع بي أحد من أهل هذه الأمة يهوديا كان أو نصرانيا ثم لا يؤمن بي إلا أدخله الله النار. There will be no one of this one. He is of me. Whether he is a Jew or Christian. And then he does not believe in me, then Allah Ta'ala will make him into the fire. لماذا ألم يكن مؤمنا بعيسى على النصراني أو ذاك اليهود لم يكن مؤمنا بموسى؟ بلى، لكن بعد مبعث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إيمانه بموسى وإيمانه بعيسى ليس كافيا. Isn't he someone who believed in Musa as a Jew? Yes. Isn't he believing in Isa as a Christian? Yes. But if he disbelieves in Muhammad, he's going to go to the fire. نعم. وهنا نفرق بين الإيمان بموسى وعيسى ومن قبلهم والمتابعة لهم. فمن لم يؤمن بموسى وعيسى وآمن بمحمد فهو كافر. And here we differentiate between believing in موسى and عيسى and following them. As anyone who believes in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم disbelieves in عيسى or Musa, then he is considered to be kafir, even if he believes in Muhammad. وهل نقول إنه متابع لمحمد? Can we say that he is following Muhammad? لا. Why? لماذا? أحسن جزاك الله خير. Because as we said, to believe in Muhammad means to know all the prophets and messengers and to love them all. نعم. إذن هذا هو الفرق بين الإيمان والاتباع. الإيمان والاتباع. This is the difference between believe and follow. نعم believe and follow. بل حتى الإيمان بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. However, even believing in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, there is a difference between believing in him and following him. What is the difference? The difference is يعني هناك فرق بين الإيمان بمحمد ومتابعة محمد. ما المقصود بالفرق هنا؟ الفرق هنا أن من آمن ولم يتبع فليس بمؤمن, ومن اتبع ولم يؤمن فليس بمؤمن. Whoever believe in Muhammad but he doesn't follow him at all, he's not a believer. And whoever follows Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم but he disbelieves in him, he's not a believer. إذا كان هناك رجل يؤمن بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه نبي, ولكنه لا يصلي ولا يصوم ولا يحج ولا يزكي ولا يأمر بالمعروف ولا ينهى عن المنكر ولا يبتعد عن المحرم, فهل هذا مسلم؟ هل نقول أن هذا متبع لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ يعني أنه ترك الاتباع, مؤمن ولكن ترك الاتباع. أو أنه يعني if there is a person he says he believes in Muhammad but he doesn't pray, he doesn't fast, he doesn't perform Hajj, he doesn't perform Zakah, he doesn't perform Al-Ma'ruf Al-Munkar, he doesn't stop from doing any haram, is this a person who benefits of this belief? Huh? وكذلك لو أنه يؤمن بالنبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ويصلي ويصوم ولكن عن حناد يختار طريقة غير طريقة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كالمبتدعة والضلال, as well those who say they believe that they believe on Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, believe in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, but they do and they pray, they fast, but not on the way of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, on other, on ways of others. This is mubtada. Are these things that he's doing going to be accepted? لا لا تقبل أعمال. لماذا؟ ما الدليل؟ نعم. You prepare, you answer. No, give the delivery. If I answer yes, give the delivery. As Yusuf said in the beginning of the course, that this is a different course. It's not a spoiling course. لا, this should not fit this. يعني it's an ayah as in sort of kah, but it does not fit here. طيب حديث عائشة صحيح مسلم, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Okay, this is good. Whoever does any act of worship which is not from our way, not our way, from not from our mother, then it is rejected. I mean, Quran, from the Quran. أحسن. أحسن. ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويلي سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. Whoever opposes the messenger after the clear guidance
given to him, and he chose it. He chooses a way other than the way of the Prophet, we leave him with what he chooses, and in the day of resurrection, we're going to put him in the fire, what an evil thing. وأيضاً هناك آية أخرى من هذا. نعم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. Say if you love Allah then follow me, Allah will love you. وهذه أوضح آية. This is the most clear آية. وهذه الآية تعني أن من لم يتبع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن الله لا يحبه. فإن الله لا يحب مهما عمل. And this means that the one who does not follow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah doesn't love him. Allah doesn't like him. Whatsoever he does, Allah doesn't love him, Allah doesn't like him. He must follow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. طيب. قال رحمه الله تعالى وهذا الأصل مبناه على أن يعتقد ويؤمن بأن جميع الأنبياء قد اختصهم الله بوحيه وإرساله. سعدي رحمه الله تعالى said and this principle is established on the belief that Allah تعالى has selected them, the prophethood of the revelation. وإرساله هذا يعني ليس على إطلاقه. This is not general like that. وإرساله يعني إرساله لهم, إرساله إياهم, and sending them. ولكن كما قلنا إرسال بمعنى تبليغ. As we said, اروحوا. It is, they are told to convey, sent to convey. But it's not a new law that abrogates the law before them. But it is to convey what clarifies the law and what completes. لأن بعض الناس يفرق بين النبي والرسول بتفريق آخر. Because some people differentiate between Rasul and Prophet with another differentiation. يقولون أن الرسول هو من أوحي إليه بوحي وأمر بتبليغه, والنبي من أمر من أوحي إليه بوحي ولم يؤمر بتبليغه. They say the messenger is the one who is given the revelation but not commanded to convey it. The messenger is the one who is given the wahi and commanded to convey, while the prophet is the one who is given the revelation and not commanded to convey. What's the benefit? Why is given the wahi? نعم. وجعلهم وسائط بينه وبين خلقه في تبليغ شرعه ودينه. وهذا واضح يعني على ما تقدم. لكن وسائط بمعنى كما قيده وسائط التبليغ, and he said, and to take them as mediators between the slaves and Allah. In what purpose? In what purpose? He said here, in the purpose of conveying the message and the deen of Allah. And this is clear as we explained and proved with أدلة. وليس معنى اتخاذهم وسائط يتقرب بهم إلى الله دعاء وكذا وبركة. It's not to mean that taking them mediators by calling them after and you're calling them instead of calling Allah, and slaughtering for them, and you know, لا, this is not correct. نعم. وإنما الصواب أن يتخذوا وسائط في التبليغ. But the correct understanding is that they are mediators in conveying the message. Conveying the message. وأن الله أيدهم بالبراهين. هنا عندك أخطاء. كما إذا ناقص باء بالبراهين. وأن الله أيدهم بالبراهين الدالة على صدقهم وصحة ما جاءوا به. قبل الراء يوجد باء بين اللام والراء. That Allah Ta'ala supported them with evidences and miracles. Miracles to show to the people that what they came with is truth and honest. And honest. And authentic. That it is from Allah. البراهين والمعجزات ما هي؟ مثلا موسى عليه السلام, أولا إبراهيم, نوح عليه السلام معجزته السفينة, دعاهم فلم يؤمنوا فإن جاء الله عز وجل في السفينة وأعطاه الله آيات إبراهيم ولكنهم كفروا. الله تعالى supported نوح with many evidences but they disbelieved, and then الله تعالى supported them with the evidence for the people after him. For the people after him, not for his people, because his people were kept by the flood, by the major flood. But for the ones who come after him. وَهَكَذَا إِبْرَاهِيم عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ صالح الناقة صالح به في مركمه. نعم, ناقة صالح ليس لها أب وأم. لكمل أب صالح لازم عاد فدر المدى. كيف جعل عاود بكم من الصخرة from the rock. وكانت معجزة. ما معجزتها؟ It was a miracle. What is the miracle of the camel? أنها عندها فصيل بغير ضراء. She got a baby with no any, you know, ماذا يسمون الضراء هذا؟ ميتي. Now, there's the word, you know, in English, but I keep forgetting this word. Because I use them rarely. لا, but not intercourse. Now, there's a word for animals. I will let you know later. طيب. وأيضا من معجزاتها أنها كانت تشرب الماء الذي في البحيرة يوم لها وحدها ثم هم يشربون كلهم في يوم. Also this camel used to go and drink the water of the lake in one day, and the other day they come and drink. نعم. ومعجزة موسى عليه السلام معجزات كثيرة, يده العصا, شق البحر, يعني السلوى, المن, الضفادع, الدم, أشياء كثير. موسى عليه السلام was supported by many miracles, the like of his hand. When Allah Ta'ala told him to insert his hand into his pocket and bring it out white, and the stick that turned to snake and swallowed all the snakes of the magician, and the sea when he had to see with the stick, and it came two pieces and very dry in between, and it then came back to one piece when Fir'aun was in the middle of it, and the man and salwa, the food that Allah Ta'ala sent down for Bani Israel when they denied, and the blood, the flood, and many others. وعيسى عليه السلام ماذا كانت معجزته؟ What was the miracle of عيسى عليه السلام؟ Huh? He brings the dead back to life. Right? Huh? Cure the burn. Okay? Huh? He make a bird from clay and then I become bird. Right. These things are these from what Allah only can do. Bringing the death to life. Making birds from clay and become bird. Curing the illness. Huh? Isn't this from Allah? So why is it given to Isa alayhi salam? Okay, miracles. There were many miracles other than this. What Allah gave to Musa, Ibrahim, when Ibrahim was thrown in the fire, he came on warm, but he did not have anything from what Allah is the only one who does it. I mean, he did not tell the fire, don't burn me. Allah is the one who told the fire, don't burn him. Right? Isa is the one who called the death to come back to life. Isn't this for Allah alone? So why Allah Ta'ala gave to Isa? It is because the people of Isa were known with medicine and life. Why Musa given the stick? Because his people known with magic, I mean the Egyptians. Huh? And why Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is given the greatest miracle, which is the Quran? Because his people were known of fools and strong in speech, literally work. Now, so every messenger sent to certain people, he is given what they believe in. Quoted them. قال وأنهم أكمل الخلق ومحمد عليه الصلاة والسلام معجزاته كثيرة. And the miracles of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم many. He knew stones used to give him salam in Makkah. Now. Hey? Splitting of the moon for the people of Mecca. Correct? And the tree trunk which he used to do the khutbah on cried. Now the companion whose eye fell out and he just returned it and better than before. Huh? The rain. When he asked Allah to send rain, it was summer, no cloud, not at all. And then only above Medina, like a plate. To tell him. And continued for 1 week until he asked Allah to stop immediately that cloud spreading. Right? What else? Badr of Tabuk. Aywa? Now, when they had no food, and he said, show me the pot, and he spread it on the pot, and the food was sufficient for them all to eat and was extra and left no. Who blew? No, not blue. He hit it. He hit it with the hammer because Sahaba complained. They all could not break that hammer when they dug the trench. So they came to the Prophet and said, show me where it is. And he hit it and it became soil. Also, he called one day, he wanted to urinate and did not have nothing to be covered with. So he called two trees to come and bury him. Be a kind of, you know, burial or cover. So the two trees came and sheltered him, and then he told them to go back. They went back to where they were. Also, some animals spoken with voice that is Haba here. Like that man who came with a lizard. A desert lizard in his hand, in his sleeve. And he said, I won't believe in you and your Lord O Muhammad until my lizards believe. He said, okay, show me your lizard. Where is it? He said, here in the sleeve. He said, okay, bring it. He brought it out. He said, lizard, who am I? The lizard spoke to him with a voice saying, you are Rasulullah. The man said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Also from the miracles that he was taking the journey of Isra. And one night to Bayt al-Maqdis and to the heaven. And returned while people sleeping. And when they said he's liar, they said, describe Bayt al-Maqdis because we know it, we go for business. Jibreel showed him Bayt al-Maqdis in his hand like a mirror. So he was describing every stone there. And many, many other miracles. Many. Yeah. Are you?
The poison.
The poison, the sheep. When the Jew woman invited him for a sheep, she knew that he likes the leg of the sheep, front leg of the sheep, when it is barbecued. So that woman barbecued it for him, and he invited the Sahaba. But she poisoned it. He didn't know at first, because he didn't know the unseen. So he ate it, he bit it, but he did not swallow. But the saliva got mixed with his poison. Then he returned it, and he said to everyone to hold. One of the Sahaba swallowed, and he died. But the Prophet ﷺ said, stop, hold it. This arm spoken to me saying there is poison in it. And when he brought the woman, she said, I did it because I wanted to know if you are a prophet, Allah will protect you. If you are a liar, Allah won't protect you. And they say that there's something that she became Muslim. But there's other saying that she was killed. Not for poisoning Rasulullah, but for that man who killed, who was killed. Now, anyway, these are all from the miracles, and many, many more, many more. Now, طيب قال وأنهم أي الأنبياء أكملوا الخلق علما وعملا وأصدقهم وأبرهم وأكملهم أخلاقا وأعمالا. He said, and they are, meaning the prophets, are the best in their knowledge and their deeds. And they are the most honest ones. And the most, and the best fearer. And the best in their manners and deeds. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ خَصَّهُمْ بِخَصَائِصِ وَفَضَائِلْ لَا يَلْحَقُهُمْ فِيهَا أَحَدٍ. And Allah Ta'ala gave them some merit, gave them merit and first characteristic, that no one can reach the level. Now, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بَرَّأَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ خُلُقِ الرَّدِيدِ, and Allah Ta'ala frees them from any bad character or deed, or manner. نعم. قال وأن معصومون فيما يبلغون عن الله تعالى, and that they are معصومون by the meaning they cannot wrong, they cannot make mistakes in what they convey from the message. What they pay from the Masjid. There is no mistake. For all the prophets, no mistake in what they convey. But other than the Masjid, yeah, they are normal human. And from that, who can tell us about our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Naam. جاء إلى المدينة فوجدهم يؤبرون النخل فقال لهم دعوا على ما خلقه الله فلما أثمر خرج يعني بشرا صغيرا قال لهم ما هذا ما له قالوا أمرتنا أن لا نؤبره قال أنتم أعلم بأمور دنياكم. He came to Medina when he migrated and found the farmers treating the palm seed, taking from the male tree and putting it into the female tree. He said, no, don't do that. Leave it as created. But at the end of the season, the date that year was all small, not sweet, no meat. He asked, what happened? They said, Ya Rasulullah, you told us not to do ta'bir or not to treat it. He said, you people know about the dunya more than me. This is in the issues of dunya, not in the issues of deen. نعم. قال وَأَنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَقِرُّ فِي خَبَرِهِمْ وَتَبْلِغِهِمْ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَالصَّوَابِ. نعم, هذا هو, أنه لا يستقر في خبرهم وتبليغهم من الحق والصواب, أنهم لا يخبرون إلا الحق والصواب. ولا ينبغي أن نأخذ من أخبارهم إلا ما ثبت. That they only would convey the truth and حق. And we should not take of whatsoever people say that it is from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam except what is authentic. لماذا يا أخوان؟ بعض الناس يقول نروي الأحاديث في فضائل الأعمال ولو كانت ضعيفة. Some people say we report the أحاديث في فضائل الأعمال even if they are weak. فهذا لا, ليش طواف؟ لماذا؟ Why it is not correct؟ نعم نعم يا أخوان, لأنه لا يستقر في خبر إلا ما كان حقا صوابا. Because nothing can be from their from what they convey except the truth and the correct. وهذا الحديث ضعيف يحتمل, بل يعني يحتمل أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يرد هذا العمل ولا المعنى ولا اللفظ. This weak hadith, the Prophet ﷺ might not even wanted to speak about this thing or the meaning of it. Or فعند إذن لا يجوز أن ننسبه إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى نعلم أنه قاله. Then we cannot refer to the Prophet ﷺ, narrated to the Prophet ﷺ, and we cannot report it ولا أيضا نحدث به لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يخبر بها الحقيقة، ولا ندري إن كان يريد هذا المعنى ولا. And we don't know if he wanted this or not. ثم إن هذا يفتح الباب أمام كل الدجالين والكذابين ليفتروا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this will open the gate for all the liars to make their lies against the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم. ولكن علينا أن لا نأخذ إلا ما كان صوابا مسندا. And we do not take except what is authentic. ثم إن هذا يعني أخذنا بالحديث الضعيف، هذا يعني أن الدين ناقص ولا يغطيه ولا يكمله إلا هذا الحديث الضعيف. And by taking the حديث ضعيف, this will essentially mean that the deen is not complete. Sure, it's ناقص. And cannot be complete except with this حديث ضعيف. فإذا قالوا إن معنى هذا الحديث ضعيف موجود في حديث صحيح. And if they say the meaning of this حديث ضعيف is available there in حديث صحيح. So what's the matter with you to say don't take the حديث ضعيف؟ فيقولون إذن ما المشكلة معكم أنكم لا تقبلون الحديث ضعيف؟ نقول إذا ثبت المعنى في الحديث الصحيح فلماذا لا نأخذ الحديث الصحيح؟ والمعنى هو المعنى. لماذا؟ if and we say to them if the meaning is available in other hadith which is صحيح, so why don't we just take that and that's it. وإذا كان المعنى غير موجود في حديث صحيح فلماذا نقبل شيئا لم يصح عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ هل هذا معنى أليس هذا معناه أن الدين غير كامل فكملوا هذا الذي افترى ووضع؟ And if the meaning of this hadith is not available in any hadith which is authentic, then why we take it? Doesn't it mean that the deen is not complete, so we are need for this layer to come and make this hadith fabricated? Then is this something we praise Allah with? Is this something we praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with? Are we disregard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? هذا خطأ يا إخوان. قال ونعم وأن هذه الأمور قال ومحبتهم وتعظيم يعني كل هذا تقدم. قالوا أنه يجب الإيمان بهم must, يعني one must believe in them, love them, respect them. وأن هذه الأمور ثابتة لنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم على أكمل الوجوه. And all these love, respect, follow, submit, this for our brother Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is affirm that these are obligatory. Firm in the authentic hadith in the Quran itself. من يطع الرسول من يطع يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول. Are you believe? Obey Allah and obey the messenger. نعم. وما إلى ذلك. قال وأنه يجب معرفة جميع ما جاء به من الشرع جملة وتفصيلا. يعني جملة بشكل عام تؤمن به وتفصيلا يعني تعرف بشكل عام ما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أركان خمسة أركان ستة تعرف بشكل عام والتفصيل بما تحتاج إليه من تفاصيل. So you have to know what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came with in general and specific. In general, as you know that he came with five pillars of Islam, six pillars of Iman, and as well as the details of these as what you know of them or what you relate, what you are related to one of them. فإذا كنت تريد الحج وجب عليك معرفة الحج. So if you want to perform Hajj, it's not enough just to know ذا الحج is a pillar. لا. إذا أردت الحج يجب أن تعرف تفاصيل الحج. It's not enough to know that Hajj is a pillar of Islam, but to know the details of Hajj, how to perform. وإذا صرت غنيا من أصحاب الأموال والزكاة يجب عليك يجب أن تعرف تفاصيل هذه الزكاة. And when you are rich and you are somebody who has to give out zakat, then you will have to know the details of the zakat, how to be given, how amount, from what, when. نعم. لكن إذا كنت فقيرا, but if you are poor, what you should know about zakat? ما الذي يجب عليك معرفته في الزكات؟ نعم. Sorry. That it is one of the pillars of Islam. Just that. حتى تصبح غنيا until you become rich. And زائد حال عليه الحول. And you have money that is more than the nisab. And one year has passed. Then you have to know the amount of zakat to be given, to whom to be given, when to be given. نعم. وهكذا. والإيمان بذلك والتزام طاعته في كل شيء بتصديق خبره وامتثال امره واجتناب نهيه. هذه الأربعة شروط في الإيمان بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Four conditions for believing in محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. تصديقه فيما أمر فيما أخبر. Believing him in all what he told you of the news of the past and news of the future. وطاعته فيما أمر and to obey him in all what he commands you to do. واجتناب ما نهى عنه وزجر and to avoid and abandon what he forbade for you and warn against. وأن لا يعبد الله إلا بما شرع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Allah must not be worshipped except with what Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has came with. نعم. قال ومن ذلك أنه خاتم النبيين. نعم تؤمن به فأنه خاتم النبيين لا نبي بعده. And from the belief in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is to believe that he is the خاتم, the seal, the last of all the prophets. وهل الإيمان أنه خاتم النبيين أو خاتم المرسلين. The belief should be that he is the seal of the prophets or the seal of the messengers. نعم. Both. طيب both. لكن قد يقول قائل الاثنين تقول قد يقول قائل لك someone would say to you Allah ما قال عن القرآن. He would say to you Allah did not say this in the Quran. ممكن يقول لك أرني في القرآن أين الله يقول إن محمد ختم الرسل. He might tell you okay show me in the Quran where Allah تعالى says that Muhammad is the seal of the messenger. What can you say? أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. ما قال أو خاتم الرسل. Allah did not say he is the seal of messengers. That's what I'm telling you. أنا قلت لكم هذا. I told you this يا أخوان. قلنا بأن الرسول لا يمكن أن يكون رسول إلا أن يكون نبي. The messenger cannot be a messenger up until he is a prophet. It's نبي. Because how come he know the message? نعم. So for one to be a messenger must be a prophet, not the opposite. We said every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet a messenger. قلنا هذا لأن كل رسول نبي وليس العكس ليس كل نبي رسول. طيب قال وأن شريعته قد نسخت وقد نسخت شريعته جميع الشرائع. And his religion has abrogated all the religions before it. وأن نبوته وشريعته قائمة إلى قيام الساعة. And that his شريعة his deen is standing continuously as the only prophet, as the only religion to be followed until the day of resurrection. نعم. فلا نبي بعده. There is no prophet after him. وإذا كان لا نبي بعده فلا رسول بعده. فلا رسول بعده. And if there is no prophet after him, there is no messenger. نعم. ولا شريعة غير شريعته في أصول الدين وفروعه. And there is no sharia, legislation, or deen, religion, to be followed other than him. And the usul, the principles, and through the sub, or the branches of the deen. نعم. كلها لا بد أن تأخذ من الإسلام. ما يأخذ من خارج الإسلام. All must be taken from Islam, cannot be taken from outside Islam. نعم. ويدخل بالإيمان بالرسل الكتب. And believing in the messengers must يعني include believing in the books. لأن الرسول أرسل وأوحي إليه بشرع وأنزل في كتاب. فإذا أنكرت الكتب كأنك أنكرت الرسل. وإذا أنكرت الرسل كأنك أنكرت الكتب. Because every messenger is given a book. So when you deny the book, you deny the one who's given the book. And if you deny the one who's given the book, you are denying the book. Simple. نعم. فالإيمان بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقتضي الإيمان بكل ما جاء به من الكتاب والسنة ألفاظا ومعانيها. So believing in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as a prophet will essentially include believing in all what he came with from the Quran and the Sunnah, the literation of it, and the meaning of it, all from Allah. فَلَا يَتِمُّ الْإِيمَانُ بِهِ إِلَّا بِذَلِكَ. So the iman in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be except with that iman, with that belief. وَكُلَّ مَنْ كَانَ أَعْظَمَ عِلْمًا بِذَلِكَ وَتَصْدِيقًا وَاعْتِرَابًا وَعَمَلًا كَانَ أَكْمَلَ إِيمَانًا. And everyone who is يعني having more knowledge about this, more belief about this, more he admits it more than anyone else, and more, and act upon it more and more, this person will have the more iman. وهذا يعني أن الإيمان يتفاوت كما تقدم لكم قبل مرة. And this will essentially mean that iman gets increases and decreases as we clarified before. والإيمان بالملائكة والقدر داخل في هذا الأصل العظيم. And believing in the angels and in the qadr is also included in this principle, which is the iman and the prophet. لماذا يدخل الإيمان بالملائكة والقدر في الإيمان بالأنبياء؟ هذا هو الطريق الذي به عرفنا عن الملائكة والقدر. This is the only way we come to know about the angels and the qadr. نعم. قال ومن تمام الإيمان به أن يعلم أن ما جاء به حق لا يمكن أن يقوم دليل عقلي أو حسي على خلافه. And from believing in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is to believe that all what he brought is hard truth. There is no any evidence can be raised against that. No any evidence from nowhere. No one can prove other than that. نعم. كما لا يقوم دليل نقلي على خلافه. As there is no any evidence from the revelation which negates that Muhammad is the messenger. And as there is no any revelation that negates that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the prophet and the seal of the prophet, then you will not be able to find any dalil from whatsoever source to prove that Muhammad is the messenger, is not the messenger. And not the last one, and seed, and not his, and you cannot prove that his deen wasn't to abrogate all the deens before it. نعم. قال فالأمور العقلية والحسية النافعة تجد دلالة الكتاب والسنة مثبتة لها حاسة على تعلمها وعملها. All the evidences from what يعني the tangible and the intangible would emphasize يعني indicate and be proved by the Quran and Sunnah. All the tangible and intangible, نعم, is proved in the Quran and the Sunnah, and which is beneficial, the tangible and intangible, which benefits the human, would be proved in the Quran and the Sunnah. نعم, all. And the Quran and Sunnah encourages to learn it, to do it, whatsoever beneficial. نعم. وغير النافع من المذكورات ليس فيها ما ينفي وجودها, وإن كان الدليل الشرعي ينهى ويذم الأمور الضارة. But the tangible and intangible of what harm, you do not find يعني in it an evidence against the Sharia, or the Sharia, I mean the Quran, and the Quran or the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be يعني can have detailed proofs against it. لكن the دليل الشرعي shows that يعني it is forbidden. مثل ماذا الآن من يجد لنا في كتاب الله أن الدخان حرام؟ Who can tell us from the Quran that smoking cigarettes is حرام؟ Is prohibited. لا يوجد. يوجد؟ هل يوجد يا إخوان؟ لا يوجد. ذكر السجائر لا يوجد في الدخان في القرآن أو في السنة. Cigarettes لا mention in the Quran والسنة. لكن الدليل على النهي منه موجود في القرآن والسنة. But the evidence to forbid it, there is in the Quran and Sunnah. كيف ننظر, هل هو tangible, هل هو محسوس أو غير محسوس؟ لا, يعني smoking cigarette, is it tangible or intangible? محسوس. طيب هل هو نافع أو ضار؟ Is it beneficial or harmful? Harmful. الله عز وجل يقول يحل لكم الطيبات ويحرم عليكم الخبائث. يحل لكم الطيبات ويحرم عليكم الخبائث. He, the messenger, الله تعالى tell him to make the good things, the good food, lawful for us, and anything bad, unlawful. نعم. إذن هذا دليل من القرآن. قال ويدخل في الإيمان بما جاء به الرسل بل الرسل. وأيضا الإيمان بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخل فيه الإيمان بالرسل جميعا. To believe in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, this will include believing in all the messengers. كما تقدم, as يعني we already explained. وبهذا نكون قد ختمنا الأصل الثاني الذي هو, and by that we have finished the second principle, which is, نعم, ما هو الإيمان بنبوة جميع الأنبياء عموما, to believe in the prophethood of all the prophets in general, وبنبوة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم على الخصوص, and to believe in the prophethood of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم specifically. وتضمن هذا فقرات عديدة بيناها, and this included many items we have clarified them. وإن شاء الله تعالى يوم غد الصباح إن شاء الله يوم الأحد الساعة 10 نواصل الكلام على بقية من على ما بقي من الأصول. Tomorrow إن شاء الله 10 o'clock in the morning we're going to continue the explanation of what is remaining from these principles إن شاء الله تعالى. وبعد صلاة المغرب إن شاء الله تكون محاضرة أو أول دروس أحكام الصيام ورمضان بإذن الله تعالى. والله أعلم, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.